Your vulnerability is sacred and not everyone deserves it.
I want to talk to you about loving yourself and how it's a spiritual practice.
It's a spiritual practice that you can get so in tune with within yourself that you know when the love arises that's outside of yourself, whether it matches up, whether it lines up or not, or whether you need to get your shit and motherfucking go. I want to talk to you about loving yourself for real and what that means for you. And I'm going to talk to you a lot about what I do to love myself. And this has no boundaries and has no containment on how you can love you. You can carve out your own prescription for your self-love. Now, let's talk about self-love and how people define it in modern day society and how I define it for myself, right? So, self-love right now in the mainstream is a hot-ass mess. Huh, baby. When I say a hot mess, I mean this. People think it's, you know, going to the spa, getting facials and shit, massages, going to get your nails done, you know, getting new bundles in, taking some time to just breathe and ground and do all this other shit, which is necessary. It's necessary. All that self-love too. But most times, the depth of self-love doesn't have this shiny package that we see with them Instagram and Snapchat and, you know, TikTok. It's not something that's microwavable. It's not microwavable at all. It's something that you have to be intentional about and put work into. You got to set it on your schedule just like you set a schedule to go to work. Like, you have to incorporate self-love a part of your daily walk in life. And for me, a lot of my self-love journey, honestly, is taking me about 7 years to get here. So I've really been working on it hardcore since 2013. And let me tell y'all what started me on this self-love journey, right? So I was dealing with this nigga. And I'm calling him a nigga because he acted like a motherfucking nigga. So that's what I'm going to call him. I was dealing with this nigga. And he had all the all the things that I wanted in a man. I mean, I thought this motherfucker was my soulmate. And I'm not saying that he wasn't. He was my soulmate for that part of my life. And then I evolved and I grew up. And he did. Not to be with me anyway. Maybe to be with another hoe. But not sis. Okay. So, anywho, child, I was devastated. I mean, I cried for a year and a half. And then I said, you know what? I'm going to block this nigga. I ain't going to grow up with this shit no more. Because literally, when I looked at his life, I was like, man, I cannot imagine this person's life without me in it. You know, that just seemed unfathomable to me. So, I started going hard. And I have experienced over that time period of 7 to 8 years so many ups and downs, twists and turns. And I think that we'll forever be on this journey and making a, like I said, it's a spiritual practice. Because that's how we can love others better. That's how we can show up better, y'all. In being a better a parent, being a better spouse, being a better employee or entrepreneur or author or whatever it is we so desire in our hearts. We show up better when we love ourselves better. We incorporate the boundary that we need. And I know we hear a lot of these words. And we come numb to them in a lot of ways. But I'm going to tell y'all that these things actually work. And honestly, it started with a vision of what I imagined myself to be. I gave myself creative room. And accountable responsibility to myself. Now, that accountability came with a lot of fuck ups now. So let's be honest. When you're in the midst of practicing, let's look at it like riding a bike. The first time you get on that bike, do you need training wheels or no? Mm-hmm. Right. You need training wheels. And then eventually, you get those training wheels off. But you gotta ride that bike. You gotta stroke that thing a couple of times, right? Come on now. We gotta slip and slide back a few times. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So, I mess up. But also those mess ups, that messiness creates something so beautiful inside and outside of myself. So what you are experiencing now, part of my self-love, spiritual practice, is something that has taken 7 years to co-create. Now, I co-create with God. You can call God the universe. You can call stars. You can call it the moon. You can call it higher power. Whatever you want. But I believe that you have to have something outside of yourself, but also that's inside of yourself, where you can trust your inner voice, because God is another word for inner voice for me, that you can lean on and you can guide. You can have a guidepost for how you want your life to be. Self-love, spiritual practices, requires you to experience pleasure and joy. It requires you to have imagination, to create, to have freedom, and to have curiosity about life. Because in order to establish a life that you've never had before, you must get outside of your old ways of being. And it's not to say that your old ways of being are wrong, but you gotta know how to evolve to know when that old way of being is also no longer serving you. And you can take parts of it, but slowly, methodically, identify those parts that you can take with you. So, for me, those parts that have been, that have served me in the past, but also have been harmful, is this notion of perfectionism. And perfectionism is good when I need to get a job done. Because, baby, I only deal in excellence. Hello, somebody. But when it comes to myself, and critiquing myself and overworking and overperforming, it has been detrimental. A bitch that damn near had a couple of nervous breakdowns that have been not so good for me. So this is what I know to be true. we can make life easy when we say that it's easy. We can choose what we want our lives to be. We can find examples to sketch out, but not mold in. Meaning this, you can have an example, but don't replicate. Don't be that exact example of what you want and what you desire. Whether that's in love, relationships, self, work, parenthood, non-parenthood, auntiehood, whatever that is for you. Find examples of what you want and take on those patterns for you. It is all possible. That's my belief. It's going in with a good spirit and a good attitude about what you want. And I'm so ready for you. I'm so, so excited for you and what this path will create in you.